My name's Liz Burton. I live in Flitwick with my partner and our three-year-old daughter. I'm a stay-at-home mum at the moment. We've just moved into this house, which is bigger than our previous house, so the bills seem an awful lot bigger with the fuel price rises, certainly the gas and electric bills. My partner commutes from Flitwick to Heathrow, so it's quite a lot of petrol.
So, Liz, we've come a short five-minute walk just up the road to your local Tesco store. This is where you come and do what would be, what, your weekly shop?
We tend to do a kind of top-up shop here, so we do a big shop maybe every 3 or 4 weeks, but we tend to drive to one of the bigger stores. Because this is so close, I just come down and top up with, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables and milk and bread and things as and when I need them.
Do you come into the supermarket with a set idea in mind about what you are going to get, or do you decide when you're here?
I do tend to try and bring a list with me, which is something fairly new. Previously I just used to, you know, come and then I'd find that I'd got home with all kinds of random things that I didn't really need or want, and I tried to avoid the temptation aisles, shall we say, all the nice chocolates and nice sweets. If I don't need it, I just basically don't go down there.
Do you have to kind of hold back when you've got her with you?
Well, I do try to shop without my daughter, because if, you know, with a toddler it's difficult. You end up getting talked into buying all kinds of things. You know, she'll want a comic, which are right by the door. The sweets are always right by the till. It's always best to try and do it while she's at nursery, to be honest with you.
So we just come to the section where you get your milk from, and interestingly, you just pointed out to me that you have to walk the whole way round the store to get here. So before you even get to the area where you get your basics from, you've already probably walk past a number of items that could tempt you.
Exactly, yeah. I think if, especially if you're coming shopping quite often, which is what I do with the top-ups, I think it's quite a good idea to try and be clued up about the psychology of supermarkets and how they lay things out. And it's quite a deliberate ploy. As you say, the milk is opposite end to the entrance, so you have to walk as far as is humanly possible around the store just to pick up a pint of milk.
What do you consciously do to try and save money on your shop?
We have changed our shopping habits. We've, I suppose, downgraded, if you like, so we'll also look at the supermarket own brands rather than buying the branded name, pick up anything that's on special offer. Bread, I make myself at home now, purely from a waste perspective. We would never get through a loaf of bread before it went off. We eat that all up and there's no waste.
So we've reached the end of your shop. It's been a pretty quick whip around the supermarket today. let's just go through a few of the items then that you've picked up in your bag today.
I came in for cereal. That was on my list. Actually, it's a box of the supermarket's own brand, 60p cheaper than the main brand. A couple of packets of bread mix, because I'm lazy and I buy it in a mix rather than making up my own, weighing out my own. Managed the trip to the milk aisle without picking up any other random things I didn't want. So all in all, quite a good mission, I think.
And finally then, for you as a family, with Christmas approaching now as well, what have you done for your Christmas shopping? Have you approached it any differently this year to other years?
Yeah, I guess this year we're a bit more conscious about what we're spending. I've made quite a few of my own presents, so I'm getting quite into handmade, so
really?
Sewing a few things. Other than that, we'll have to see how it goes. I've still got quite a few presents yet to get. I'm a little bit behind.